Welcome to another edition of Papa's Perspective. I'm Bob Papa. The Giants open up their home schedule on Monday night when they take on the Detroit Lions. Now, the Giants are coming off that loss in Dallas last week. Lions put together a very good second half and beat the Arizona Cardinals in Detroit. Giants and Lions met last year in December with the Giants winning at MetLife Stadium. So what are some of the things that I'm going to be looking for in this game? Obviously, for the Giants, an improvement in what they do offensively. Now, there's a lot of things that you look at here. And I know fans go crazy about they got to make changes, they've got to make trades, they've got to go out and sign people. Folks, that's not the reality in the National Football League. Any of the offensive linemen that are sitting at home right now, that means that there's a reason. They're either old, they're expensive, they're coming off injury, or they haven't played well the last couple of years. And although they may be names that you know, it doesn't necessarily mean they're upgrades. There is a scarcity of offensive linemen in the National Football League right now. There's a lot of teams dealing with offensive line issues. If those guys that you know of that are still not signed, that are home, aren't on an NFL roster, there's a reason. Teams around the league study this tape. This is what they do for a living, and those guys' performances have declined to the point that most teams don't feel that those players are better options. It really comes from within with this football team, and really it comes down to finishing plays. Everybody wants to point to one area, whether it's the offensive line, this, that, the other thing. Look, it's an offense. There's 11 players. It's a team sport. It's the ultimate team sport. You can find a breakdown across the board in all the different position groups. They've got to come together, be more cohesive as a group. That's the most important thing. Remember, teams win championships, not individuals. Teams win games. It's a time for this offense to come together as a group and limit the mistakes and play as a cohesive unit. And that's my perspective. I'm Bob Papa.